Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Priest, as I broadcast live tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us wherever they're at, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail senders, too. And let's not forget about the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers keeping America rolling along. Thanks very much. And a special shout-out goes to all of the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, William and the gang up there, Wyoming, Montana, plus to our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right. We're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance and keep going here. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, good morning, Flip. How you doing? And, I've been passing along those messages, so they're getting out there, and I haven't heard anything back, but no news is good news. And Terry is letting me know about the fact that there's still a lot of damage, a lot of lights are out up there in the Nashville, Tennessee area still, and that's to be expected from the damage they had with the tornadoes that went rolling through there last night. And good morning there, James. How the heck are you? There in Valdosta, James, our expert paper relocator, it goes along with Sam the Paper Man. So those two guys are in the same business. Now, I want to play for you what the president had to say about the United States and our health systems and research and laboratories, because he went and paid a visit yesterday to one of the facilities. And listen to this.
America has the world's most advanced public health system. We know that our county health officials play a frontline role in battling public health threats, and we are working with Congress very closely to pass supplemental legislation that ensures state and county health departments get everything they need. I asked for $2.5 billion. It looks like they're going to give us $8.5 billion. I don't think that's ever happened to me before. So I think I should say I'll take it, right? Right? I ask for 2.5, they give me 8.5, I say I'll take it. But, no, everyone's working together very well to prevent the uncontrolled spread of the disease. I ordered sweeping travel restrictions and did them very early, as you probably have heard, earlier than people wanted me to do them, and it turned out to be a wise decision. We increased travel advisory levels, established screening measures, and imposed historic quarantines. We urge all of you to share information about basic health and safety practices with your communities back home. CDC has all of the information. It's listed all over, and it's a good thing to refer to. But that's why, following my remarks today, you'll hear from Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and they're doing a fantastic job. They are working round the clock. America has the world's greatest professionals working, and they are working very, very hard. We're moving aggressively to accelerate the process of developing a vaccine. I met yesterday with the biggest drug companies, Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson and many of the other great companies, and a lot of good things are happening, and they're happening very fast. I said, do me a favor, speed it up. Speed it up. And they will. They're working really hard and quick.
And again, the president is trying to let everybody know that the United States is working very hard, because the latest coronavirus news, unfortunately, there was three more people that died over the last 24 hours, and the total is now up to nine, all from that nursing home in Washington State. And when you take into consideration how soon the United States reacted to all this by putting the kibosh on the people coming in from overseas, which was a great move, and Congress is going, oh, no, you can't do that. That's not fair. Oh, that's really, really, wake up. My God, wake up. And to all the Democrats that were out there yelling and screaming about that, guess what? It would have been a lot worse had we just left the door open during all that time, instead of doing what we needed to do, and that was to say, hey, you people coming in from these areas, you're going to go right away, you're going to be quarantined, we're going to put you over there, and that's the way it's going to be, and after your 14 days or whatever. And oh, by the way, the thing I heard yesterday is they might know in less than 14 days, 6 or 7 days in some cases, whether or not these people are testing positive for the coronavirus. How about that? So that's the thing that we're now starting to hear. But we'll see how all of that plays out as we move along from here. And again, America has one of the best, if not the best, health systems in the world. And our research and development heard some very positive things yesterday from the NIH and their development as to what they were doing. And things are moving along a lot quicker than what people think. And that's a good thing, because that's what we can do when we put our minds to doing something here in this country. All right, I'll be right back. And Kathy's going to give you the phone number. If you want to call and opine, you will have the number. So I'll see you on the flip side, so to speak.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, you know, a funny thing happened to me yesterday. We had the had lunch for the Captain event over there, as we do Tuesdays at the Mission Barbecue at West Waters here in Tampa. And a person came over by me, and they looked like they were having some distress, and I said something to him. I said, "Are you having some pain? You got problems? What's going on there?" He said, "Oh, my back is killing me. It's been killing me for a couple of days. I'm going to have to go see the chiropractor." And I said, "Well, you look like you're having troubles trying to move around, all that stuff." I said, "I'd like to offer you something to see if you'd like to try it and see if it works for you." He said, "What is it?" I said, "It's Relief Factor. I got a couple packs right here." So I always carry two or three packs in my pocket. So I handed him a couple of packets of it, and I said, "All you got to do is take one of these little packets right now with the four capsules in it with your food, and then take the other one a little bit later this evening and see if that'll help you." Now, I never know what's going to happen, so when I do that, it's just like I'm trying to help somebody out. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I gave him my card and told him to call me if he had any questions. So, last night, as I was doing my show prep, I get a call from a local number, and it's this gentleman. And he's saying, "Let me tell you something." I said, "What's that?" He says, "I took those, and I just got done taking the second pack, and my pain is gone." I said, "You're kidding me." He says, "Nope." I said, "Well, you're one of the lucky ones." He says, "How do I order that stuff?" So I told him, and another happy, contented customer. But this doesn't happen all the time, folks, so don't take my word for it and say, "Oh, well, it didn't work for me in 5 minutes." It just so happened that this guy had the type of pain that it did work. And this is what this Relief Factor product does. Long-range, nagging pain the people are in, it might take a week or two or even three. But you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, And while you're over there, sign up for the 3-week quick start. There's a little 2-minute tutorial, little video that's right there. Tells you all about the product. It's all natural, what's in it, how it works, what it does for you. And then give it a shot, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. If it doesn't work, that's it. Just tell them you don't want any more, and that's it, end of story. But in 80% of the cases, and this is what they tell me, the people that order here from this show, pardon me, stay on it, simply because it works. So there you go, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. What have you got to lose but pain, right? Right. Okay, let's take a look, because I've been looking at the numbers here again, where we're at with the Super Tuesday results. Now, right now, Joe Biden seems to have really, I'm not going to say that he's emerged as the front runner, but he has definitely gotten a shot in the arm, and his campaign has woken up. Because Bernie Sanders has gotten some significant numbers because he won the California primary. And the way it breaks down right now, it looks like as if these two guys are going to be within 30 or 40 delegates of each other at the top of the heap. Now, Biden won Alabama, Arkansas, Massachusetts. That's right. He beat Elizabeth Warren in her own state, home state, where she finished third. Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. He's currently leading in Maine, but it's way too close to call because it's a 1,600-vote lead, 0.8%, and they're still not done counting. And I'm pretty sure that's going to go. Pretty sure that's going to go to a recount. And then you got Bernie Sanders in California with the big numbers, 415 delegates involved there, and he's going to get about at least half of them, maybe more. Colorado, Utah, Vermont, those are the states he won. Maine, like I say, is too close to call. All right, let's drift down over to the telephone lines, and let's see who we got here. All right, I think it's Ian. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up?
You say Bernie Sanders, or Joe Biden, I'm sorry, got a shot. Listen. This thing is so rigged. They pushed Biden. It's so unbelievable. You know what I mean? It's clear. The Democrat establishment, the people, the Democrat Party, their owners, not their rank and file, their owners, there's no way they wanted Sanders. No way. This thing is
correct.
Rigged from the start. The tell was, the tell, as far as I'm concerned, was Iowa. It took them a week to figure out Iowa. Let me tell you why it took them a week. Because they knew the eyes of the world were watching, so they couldn't steal it outright. So they had to muddy the waters with Buttigieg and try to give it to him. They created enough doubt that they left an opening for Buttigieg, okay? Same thing with Nevada. Remember, it took them a while to get Nevada. The result wasn't that long compared to Iowa. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, South Carolina, and they called it by 9 o'clock at night. For Biden, South Carolina, the media, Democrat media complex wants senile old Joe, okay? They don't want Bernie.
No, they don't.
This thing is rigged. It's so rigged. It's so blatant.
Okay.
You can smell this a mile away, you know?
Right.
And I'm sitting here laughing because the Democrat Party, they're anything but Democratic. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you. And that's Ian. Now, to the telephone line we go, and we've got the professor, the senior professor of the political end of the Captain's America Third Watch, Dan the Man, up in Lafayette, Indiana. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you what. I kind of agree with last caller, but it's going to be a dogfight to the end. I mean, I look at the rest of March, and I think that if Sanders had a chance in Florida, it's gone after his comments.
Oh, that's true. But, and all of a sudden, Biden shot up with a double-digit lead. You betcha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I think Biden will carry the big state of Florida. But
he will.
Still have in March, you'll still have Missouri, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, and Arizona.
And all those territories.
Right, and I think...
Maybe Bloomberg will go over there and spend another $3 million to buy five delegates.
Well, he could, but I think Michigan and Michigan, Illinois, Ohio, that's a pretty comfortable Sanders place up
right,
there.
Right.
So, and then you go into April, and that kind of fits Sanders better than it does Biden, because you still have Wisconsin, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, but then there's still Louisiana and Pennsylvania.
What did you think about Massachusetts, where Elizabeth Warren could not win her home state and finished a far distant third?
Well, I've heard from people from Massachusetts she was going to have a hard time being reelected to the U.S. Senate, and this kind of proves it. But,
yep.
You know, if it wasn't for her being there, you know, siphoning off the votes that she did, I think that would have went to Sanders. I was surprised that Biden did as well as he did in Massachusetts. I am surprised Biden is doing as well as he is right now.
I'm not because the endorsements he got from Klobuchar and from Buttigieg and from Steyer, I think you could see where that was going when it happened, that it was going to push it his way. Now, I'm looking at some of the trends here, because they got a map showing me the trends and all the numbers and all that stuff. You know what we're not talking about is President Trump. President Trump, my God, 96% of the vote in Tennessee went to him in the primary. Texas, 94% of the vote went to him in Texas. That's kind of unusual because that's the Bush's country, remember?
Right.
Utah, 88% of the vote went to President Trump. Okay, let's see here. We got one more, I think. Yeah, there it is. Vermont, President Trump got 88% of the vote. So, you know, these are some pretty significant numbers. And by the way, Bill Weld and Joe Walsh were still on the ballots in some of these states, and somebody called Rocky De La something or another, whoever that is.
I don't think Bill Weld ever sees a primary season that he doesn't want to run for something.
Yeah.
And I was surprised what you said about Utah, only 88%. I thought he'd be 94, 95, 96% there.
Well, there were six candidates there. Some of them looked like, and I don't even know some of these names.
I tell you what, the thing that got me, which I've kind of complained about for the past couple of years, and this primary season is short, we're into it. It's that early voting, you know, it's getting carried away with in this country.
Right.
It doesn't take into consideration last minute events. Election day is now a month long, and a lot of this is staged, and a lot of the local, the state.
Okay.
Parties are pushing this. And, you know, some of these people and some of those, even the primaries in April,
right.
Buttigieg and all those.
Here comes the music. I got to let you go, my friend.
Okay. I will talk to you later.
All righty. That's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. And he was about ready to get cut off by the computer. I'm going to, too. So be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As polls continue to close on this Super Tuesday, USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has a report on two states already projecting winners.
Tim, polls in Virginia closed at 7 p.m. Eastern, and Fox News projecting former Vice President Joe Biden to win the state. Bernie Sanders coming in second place, Mike Bloomberg in third, and Elizabeth Warren fourth in Virginia. Bernie Sanders winning in his home state of Vermont, where he's been senator for the past 13 years since 2007. Mike Bloomberg in the race, his headquarters in West Palm Beach, Florida, this Super Tuesday. It remains to be seen if he gains any traction after spending millions on ads.
Joe Biden wins the North Carolina primary, one of three Super Tuesday states where more than 100 delegates are at stake. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and thank you very much. This portion of the program, the military news and veterans news, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, find them online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They've got two campuses, one at the Concord, Massachusetts location, just outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, on the west side of Tampa Bay in Pinellas County. Now, in either case, 14 short months is what it takes to become an aviation maintenance tech. You will get a job that will start you out around $60,000 a year for a 40-hour week, with the possibility to make a lot more money than that if you just want to work. And the better you do your job, the more money you'll make, the more demand you'll be in, and up the ladder you'll go. And a lot of these young men and women that are aviation maintenance techs are right now making six-figure salaries after not very long coming out of the National Aviation School. So if you want to fill that void you got in there right now, if you want to make the big bucks, if you want to be, if you want to have a job that's in demand, you won't need to worry about whether or not you're going to be laid off or not. Check them out online by going to naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, before we get started, I want to give a special shout out to our buddy Flip. Flip found out that his back is still screwed up. He's going back to the back surgeon to find out if there's something else that needs to be done surgically. And that's where he's at right now. So, Flip, I hope you're doing well. I know I had to have my spine fused. That's the way they solved my problem, L3 and L4. But it limits what you can do when you bend over. You can't bend over like a normal person. You gotta do the lean and squat type deal, you know, if you know what I mean. So good luck to you, my man, and we'll be thinking about you here. Now, first of all, the Turks and the Syrians and the Russians are not really getting along in Syria, because Turkey shot down the third Syrian fighter jet in less than a week over Syria's Idlib province. Now, this marked the third such incident in a week. And to say it's very volatile over there is the understatement of the year. But the United States has already made it perfectly clear we're not going to come to the aid of Turkey. They wanted to get in there. They wanted to mix it up. They're there. They lost 33 troops over the weekend, much more wounded, an encounter with with the Syrian Defense Forces. So, it's all up to them as to what they want to do. And by the way, the United States is limiting the airports now that passengers can arrive at after being in Iran, which has a growing coronavirus outbreak. And it does. And Denise and I will get into conversation about that when she comes in. Now, the U.S. military says that it's lost an MQ-1 drone in Niger, according to U.S. Africa Command. Don't know what happened to it. Don't know if it was shot down or mechanically had problems or was hacked and landed by the bad guys. Don't know what happened. And we now know U.S. bases in northern Italy entered a second week of school, daycare, and gym closures as the country's cases of the new coronavirus doubled over the weekend. Getting real serious there. And the U.S. is looking at the possibility of canceling or postponing more joint military exercises with other nations to contain the coronavirus threat, according to the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Mark Milley. In addition, Army General Mark Milley and Defense Secretary Mark Esper outlined the preparations underway at military bases across the United States to protect service members and their families from the coronavirus outbreak, while also arranging to provide intergovernment agency support. All very important. And the Marines want to know if a Navy satellite could withstand jamming. Pentagon leaders are increasingly worried that the satellite signals they need for operations will become a target for adversaries during future conflicts, and they'll be very easy to jam, and that could create a big problem for the troops on the ground. You bet it could. By the way, the Pentagon has also pitched into work on developing a vaccine for the deadly coronavirus. It's being worked on right now by the military medical people. I told you that the military was involved in this right off the bat. And they have been, and they are. And they may get there before the rest of the world as far as getting a vaccine for this. Also, for the military working dogs, sculptor Susan Norris has a long history of touching the hearts of others through her art, but recently she took on a new project, one involving man's best friend in everyday life in the military, but perhaps even more on the battlefield. She's building a tribute to military working dogs. And I can't wait to see that statue when she gets done with it. I'm sure it's going to be great. Also, President Donald Trump formally nominated Kenneth K.J. Braithwaite, currently the ambassador to Norway, as the Navy Secretary. We'll see how that works out. And as the number of U.S. COVID-19 cases rises and more Americans are being tested for the virus, communities near military installations where travelers are quarantined are asking why the suspect patients can't stay on the base for testing. Well, I didn't know that they weren't staying on the base. I thought when they said that they were quarantining on the base, that meant they were staying on the base. So if that's going on, we need to check that out for sure. Also, the U.S. Postal Service will officially stop accepting handwritten customs declaration forms on international packages beginning on March the 6th. But the change will come to military installations mail a bit later, according to the Army. And the Army Logistics Association, the supplier for the commissary exchange systems, is ramping up its inventory of critical items and increasing airlifts to bases in areas affected by the coronavirus as the disease continues its spread. They are working on seeing to it that the critical items that are needed are in place for our military men and women. And that's a good thing. It's a very good thing. And General Charles Q. Brown, I had the opportunity of meeting him a few years ago here at McDill, has been selected to lead the U.S. Air Force as its next chief of staff, a historic nomination that could make him the first black officer to step into the chief's role in any of the military branches. And he is a good guy. He is a good guy. All right. Let's go back here. Good morning, caller. Is this Ian again?
Yeah, I just want to add one more comment.
30 seconds because we're going to go to break. Go ahead.
Yeah, canceling maneuvers in South Korea, canceling maneuvers in Italy, confined to the barracks, interrupting the routine of the military. Hey, how do you stop rallies with 25,000 people showing up for President Trump?
Okay, got to go.
Can you say corona? Can you say coronavirus?
Got to go. All right. Well, whatever. But I don't think that's going to happen. But then again, what do I know? All righty. We'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back as we take a look at the highways and byways again. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck rolled down the interstate, grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact, he's working class. That wheel with his calloused hands.
down somewhere along the Canadian border. He likes to run that North Country up there, Minnesota, North Dakota, Montana, up into Washington State, and up over there into the Canadian provinces, too, up in the north side. So hello to Leland. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and your Pilot, your Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stops anymore. Check them out, and you'll find out why. All right, we got to get right to it here, because since the last hour, we have some severe weather that started up, fired itself up, not only in Texas, along the Mexican border, north and west of Laredo, headed towards San Antonio, but also in the northeastern part and southeastern part of Louisiana, pretty much along I-20, about 40 miles north and about 40 miles south of I-20, all the way over into Alabama right now. So we'll get to that. We do have a line of storms that's moving off the border right now to the north and the west of Laredo, about 40 or 50 miles. Severe thunderstorm watches and warnings are up. They are headed in the general direction of San Antonio. They might hit or miss San Antonio. They'll be on the northwest side when they come through, at any rate. So if you're along I-20 out that way, or I-10 out that way, you might be seeing it a little bit later, probably 2 hours or so away from San Antonio. But in the meantime, weather has presented itself. Conditions are favorable for severe thunderstorms right now along the Mississippi River, right there from the northeastern corner of Louisiana, I-20, on down towards the southeastern corner of Louisiana, covering most of the southern part of Mississippi from Jackson south along I-20 south, then over into Alabama, over towards, let's see again, following I-20. And there is a possibility of some severe thunderstorms or possibly. And by the way, these thunderstorms could have 60-mile-an-hour winds in them, could have large hail. Definitely will have flash flooding, and there's some flood watches up for that, especially out in front in Alabama right now, over towards Montgomery. And then you've got rain all across the central and southern part of Georgia. By the way, it's a little bit north of Valdosta right now, although they might be getting some showers in Valdosta. But it is, if it's not raining there, it will be soon. So there you go. The bad weather's come in there in those two areas. But I'll read what's what it says here. A slow-moving front will focus hazardous weather across the south over the next 2 days, with a broad threat for flash flooding and a renewed chance for river flooding across the southeast. Severe thunderstorms are possible each day. Isolated tornadoes progressing from parts of Texas eastward across the Gulf Coast. Also, there are some critical fire weather concerns forecast across the deep south Texas and the central high plains as well. So now, don't forget about the fact that anybody going across I-10 or I-20 or I-30 could be subject to some of these storms that we're talking about there as they're picking up and flaring up. Now, let's get into West Texas, El Paso. You got a little bit of rain there. But north of El Paso, over the line in in New Mexico, up there where Ruidoso is, you've got some snow. And especially up along the Indian Reservation and coming down off the mountainside, going down into White Sands, you'll have some snow going down as well as going up. And that's the way that goes. And out in California, Northern California, you've got rain. Sacramento, over to Lake Tahoe, on down towards Fresno, and on over towards the Bay, San Francisco Bay. Up into Washington State, you got some snow tonight over east of Seattle, up on top of Snoqualmie, and that goes down about 40 or 50 miles south into Washington and the higher mountain ranges, central Washington. Over in Montana tonight, 4th of July, you got snow on 4th of July. Just a general snow, could be a couple inches to 3-4 inches, that's about it. You got a general snow, same thing down there in the north and central part of Idaho, and got winds blowing across Montana tonight. In addition to the winds in Montana, you've also got some rain in North Dakota, rain in western Minnesota. Got some wind and some scattered showers across Wyoming. You've got some very dry conditions tonight in Nebraska, as well as the northwestern corner of Kansas and the eastern part of Colorado. And over in the northeast, way up in the tip of Maine, Presque Isle up in there, Caribou, Maine, got some snow up there, got some wind all through New England tonight, got some wind whipping around there, so be advised of that. And then way down there in the border, Harlingen, Brownsville, you got a fire threat advisory down there. But just up above it again, you got this line of severe storms moving towards San Antonio. So be advised of that, and be careful and be safe out there tonight. All right. Trucker's Highway Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. Trot the truck on in there, tell them your captain sent you, and get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee there at a Pilot or Flying J right now on the third watch. All right, well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. And Denise Simon, the political prognosticator that she is, who surprised you the most, Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden?
I really wasn't terribly surprised at any of this, to be honest with you. I think the state that I was probably most surprised with, however, was Virginia. Bloomberg had spent a pile of money on Virginia, hoping to take it right out of the chute, and didn't. So Bloomberg, it's been confirmed with people within his campaign that he is already reassessing whether he would stay in the race or not.
Well, of course, the guy spent $3 million to buy five freaking delegates in the American Samoas. Good Lord.
Yeah, well,
how stupid is that?
Well, I don't really care too much about American Samoa.
I don't either, but the fact he spent $3 million to get five delegates, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah, but, I mean, $3 million to him is like having
lunch. I hear you. Yeah, I think he's done myself.
I think there's a possibility, and I would say that there needs to be some real strategic thinking that's applied to all of this, because what it all looks like today, I don't think will look the same by a long stretch come the middle of the summer, towards the end of the summer.
Well, the delegate count right now is about 25. And again, the big key here is how they're going to divvy up Texas and how they're going to divvy up California. But Maine is unsettled, too. Biden is ahead, but barely. but it's about advantage Biden by about 25 or 30 right now, without adding in whatever the delegate count's going to be out of Texas and California, because we don't know. I've got 450 to 376 to right now is the total, without adding in California and Texas and Maine. And hold on, we'll talk about that and a lot more, and Iran too, when we come back right after these messages. And we got to take a news break, top of the hour, and I will be back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Remember, tomorrow's news tonight, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. I'll see you in just a couple of minutes. Hang on there.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to...
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.